Welcome to the Weekly Check-In Podcast. I'm your host, Amelia Mazur, the podcast where everything goes. Are you having a rough day? Do you need a 15-minute break from the world? Do you need a shoulder to cry on? The Weekly Check-In is the place to be. No judgments, open conversation, and hopefully a few laughs in between.
Okay, so we are moving and flowing into this episode. I am super, super stoked about this. Because I love talking about the fall. The fall is one of my favorite seasons. I love the way that the colors of the leaves change, the more crisp morning air, the way that, you know, life just kind of starts to slow down a little bit in a way, but also speed up. It's kind of like a weird kind of tempo change. That said, I want to talk about getting outside in the fall. I know that before the winter, like, winter hits people really hard sometimes, especially myself. Like, it hits me in a way that I'm like, I don't enjoy this. This isn't fun for me. And it is going out to the different parks we have. There are so many smaller little playgrounds and that type of stuff in the city, but also like the three main parks. We have Kildonan Park, there is Assiniboine Park, and then there is St. Patel Park. Those are like the three big main ones that I know of, at least. I live closer to Kildonan Park, which I love going there because they have a plethora of areas that have wide open green space, great for setting up badminton nets, going for a nice long walk with a friend, your partner, your animal. I know that my dog is running around upstairs, so if you can hear her, that is my daily routine, is listening to my dog's footsteps as I'm recording, and I love it. But back to what I was saying, going to Kildonan Park is great because that's one of the areas that has a lot of green space. As they say, touch grass, get into nature, get away from your house, get away from work, get away from just being isolated or being in a non-natural environment. My house is nice and cozy. I love my blankets. I love to curl up and not move. But really getting fresh air, especially when we have an abundance of green spaces, is super important for your mental health and mental well-being. Also there they have, in the summer, they do have a pool, which is fun. I used to go there a lot with my brothers. In the summer, they also have Rainbow Stage, which is like an outdoor theater. So it's outdoor place where they do plays and musicals. I know that they had Mary Poppins on throughout August and the beginning of September. I didn't personally go, but I heard it was a lot of fun. Additionally, they also have the Witch's Hut, which, like, near the fall time, they do, like, little shows and stuff there, which is really neat and fun during the day. I know that they have, like, specific hours where they do things. I can't remember that off the top of my head, but look it up. Another park is St. Patel Park, so in the St. Patel area, this one has a duck pond and, like, a viewing area that's, like, either cooled in the summer or heated in the winter. So through the fall, you can watch the geese that we have here migrate away, ducks in the pond. There's also, I believe there is a volleyball court, like a sand beach volleyball court. And then they have like a big play structure area. It's a great walking path, biking path, or running path, whatever kind of physical activity you like. Don't really know, whatever your gig is. I just really enjoy it there because there are some shaded areas with the plethora of trees. I like kind of hiding there and reading a book every once in a while, especially when I'm in my need of, okay, I need some space from the world. And then the last park is Assiniboine Park. Assiniboine Park is known for our zoo, is known for our flower gardens there. So lots of like nature, animals, more so interactive there also. Obviously the zoo will cost money, but if that's something you want to do, feel free. I know we have polar bears there, different horses, different plethora of animals. So there's that. There are the flower gardens, which right now would probably be like on their end of life right now, but in the summer they're absolutely beautiful also. Again, another great walking, running, biking path. But in that area they also have some really cool ice cream shops. There's some great local places out to eat. So again, definitely some cool spaces to go to. Don't limit yourself. I know that like spending money is a huge thing for people, especially right now. We're not trying to spend a bajillion dollars after the whole panorama kerfuffle we had for like 3 years and still the things that are ongoing. But nevertheless, you don't have to spend a bajillion dollars to have fun. Take yourself on a bike ride to a park if there's one near you. read a book, bring a soccer ball, football. If you're me, I'd bring a rugby ball. And just enjoy being in nature. Step away from your phone, turn it off, be away from it. Take the Instagram photo if you really want to. Do the reel. I mean, like, I do that at the beginning. I'll, like, take a few snapshots of things or whatever throughout it. But then I really, like, I dive away from my phone. I kind of hide it in my bag and put it on Do Not Disturb, because nature's supposed to recenter you. And I find that when we go into those spaces, I see people on their phones all the time, or there's kids sitting on their iPads, which, no shame. There's no shame in that. I'm not shaming anyone, but just, when you're in such a beautiful space, take the time to slow down and enjoy it. So those are kind of like my things with like being outside and going to different parks. And now I wanted to mention a few local places that I had mentioned in the intro. I have been speaking with them, and there's some things I really think are cool in the city right now I wanted to highlight. I want to make this a habit of at least once a month shouting out some local festivals, some different things that are going on, events, etc., or different local shops that I've been to. Especially being a local myself, I think it's really important to support smaller businesses or local businesses. So let's roll into that. Okay, so rolling into what I wanted to talk about, the different kind of local businesses and local events going on that I wanted to talk about. Cafe Postal is one of them. It is a coffee shop here in the city off of Pervenche Boulevard, so that is in the St. Boniface area. It is located in like a timeless, beautiful, old style, like brick building, like think old style Chicago. Absolutely fantastic, absolutely beautiful. I've enjoyed going there. I know a couple of people I know that go and sit there and enjoy the ambiance and just kind of like a quiet but kind of background noise, like the type of ambiance music you would listen to, like you put on YouTube, be like coffee shop ambiance for studying or for work. It's exactly what you hear in there. Everyone's so pleasant. The staff are fantastic. The coffee's great. I'm not a huge coffee drinker, but I have enjoyed sitting there having a cup of coffee. Their coffee art is absolutely adorable. So if you're a person who likes like the aesthetic, definitely a place to go. It is on 202 Pervenche Boulevard. They're fantastic. They're open early in the morning. I know I've gone there on a Thursday morning. I think they're open at 7:30. So fantastic place to be. And I wanted to preface this by saying everything that I'm talking about right now, no one is paying me to talk about. I just believe in supporting local businesses and local events, even if it's just from sharing and posting about it. Any type of word of mouth can support a local business or a local event. So Cafe Postal, fantastic place. I will put their name in this episode also, so you can check them out. Another local event that was going on is the Winnipeg Wine Festival. Now, not everyone is a drinker, so if you don't drink, may not be the place for you, but it's also a really great event to go to for a few reasons. So the Winnipeg Wine Festival, they are doing public tastings of wine on the 20th and 21st of this month. So that is right now, today's the 11th. So that's about 10 days away, 9-10 days away. There are still tickets on sale to get into the event. They're running weekly giveaways on their Instagram, which I will tag their Instagram in the episode and as well as on the Instagram. So you can check that out there. They're going to be having live music throughout the room and during the entire event. It is presented that I know they're talking with me about the Manitoba Liquor Mart. So on site where the event is, the actual festival itself, there is an on-site liquor mart where you can find the wines exclusively for sale from the festival. So those are there for purchase. I've been to the wine festival before. It is a great place to be. It is also one of the largest annual fundraiser for Special Olympics Manitoba. So they support over 2,000 athletes with an intellectual disability across the province. They are absolutely phenomenal. Their team, when I was speaking with them, were fantastic. When I've gone to the event, are just very passionate about, obviously, by wine, but also very passionate about the Special Olympics athletes that they are fundraising for. They are very passionate, very knowledgeable about everything that's going on. So I absolutely loved dealing with them.
again, like I said, I loved dealing with Winnipeg Wine Festival. Again, to reiterate, they are doing public tastings on the 20th and 21st of September. When this episode is going up, it'll be the 11th. Again, when I was speaking with them, tickets are still on sale. They're running weekly giveaways on their Instagram. Again, I will tag them. And being the largest annual fundraiser for Special Olympics Manitoba for over 2,000 athletes is extremely supportive to the community we have, not just in Winnipeg, but also across Manitoba. So I would highly encourage you to go check them out. And last but very not least is Empty Cup Collective. This is another coffee shop. I've kind of stayed on like the cozy vibes of fall for this episode, whether it is having a nice glass of wine before dinner, whether it is getting a cup of coffee in the morning or after work or during your lunch hour. This is another one of the fun things that I've picked up throughout my time in the city. They are a great coffee shop. I loved the interior when I went there. The vibe is just so fun going there. Like, just the people there are just really cool, really chill. They kind of have like a black white aesthetic on the walls and the background, and then like wood interior. There are just the, it's like kind of like industrial-esque looking, if you will. Like, when you go in, it kind of reminds you of like an old style kind of coffee shop, but also like industrialized. It's really cool. I find it really fun and really different. They sell like bags of just regular, you know, hot coffee, cold coffee. Again, a great place to be, a great place where I've interacted with fantastic workers there, fantastic product, and also just a really great atmosphere to hang out. Again, I've enjoyed kind of sitting there for a bit and just being in my own world, and everyone just seems very lighthearted and cheery. Something that I did note from the last time I went in was their fall drink menu would be launching relatively soon. Now, this going up on the 11th, I do believe that it has come out, but I can be corrected. That said, that is something to look out for. And they also were talking to me about their recent launch of a canned vanilla oat latte. Now, again, I'm not a huge coffee drinker, but I can say the canned vanilla oat latte, delicious to die for. I would say rivals even further than the Starbucks oat latte, but that's just an opinion, to each their own. Again, I will be tagging them in this episode as well as our Instagram. I loved connecting with their social media team. Just so, such fun people, again, in person and online. Great shop to be. They also, I believe, I haven't drank there, but I do know that they do have matcha there. So if you're not a huge coffee drinker, still enjoy a good matcha. 100% would recommend checking that out. So Empty Cup Collective. Wow, I can never actually say that properly. They are off of Panet Road. So if you're in that area, another great place to be. And like I said, with Cafe Postal earlier, they are off of Provence. So again, I will put all of their details and information in the tag of this episode and as well as the Instagram. But those are like the three local businesses and events that are happening that I wanted to share. So I really appreciate you listening to this part of the episode and letting me share some local fun, if you will. And now we're going to roll back into the other part of the episode, which is some different things to do in the city and out of the city.
Okay, so rolling into the different activities that you can do in and outside of the city. Some of these will require driving, taking a bus, or they might be in your local area. So some great things to do for the fall to kind of set the tone, aside from going to the parks that I mentioned, Kildonan Park, St. Patel, Assiniboine, some great places that don't cost a bajillion dollars and are also kind of fun for family also, is there's Amazing Corn. So that's outside of the city. Amazing Corn is great for family. So they have a corn maze, they have pumpkin patches, some fun stuff for family, going out with a partner, or like a group if you guys wanted to go out and just do something that's out in nature. Again, getting outside, there's kind of that theme going on with fall, get out and enjoy the sunshine and those types of things. There's also a similar thing called Deer Meadow Farms. It is a 10-acre corn maze. They also have a petting zoo. I know that they have a pumpkin patch also. So a great place to go also. So two different spaces to kind of enjoy a corn maze, family fun events, and some haunted fun things for Halloween. On the track of being outside still, there is Fort White Alive. Now, I'm not sure if anyone listening went to school. Well, you probably are going to school or went to school, but like in high school or middle school, you went to Fort White Alive, and it's outside the city, but they would do different events in the winter, like snowshoeing, making bannock. In the fall, you would see different animals migrating, learning about different migration patterns, seeing the different ecosystems, whether it's in the water or in the grassland. It's a huge space. It's really fantastic to go and learn something new about the province you live in, or if you have kids or you know, you're an adult who really just enjoys moving around and being in an open space. They have like acres and acres and acres of land to go enjoy, and the sunsets are really good, pretty to enjoy also. I've gone there at nighttime and it's beautiful. So those are kind of like my outdoorsy ones. I kind of want to move into things that you can kind of do indoors, because I know not everyone is an outdoor person. I've kind of pushed into that a little bit because your mental health is really important in the fall, because I know weather changes, it getting colder, the days being shorter can really impact your mood and how we feel in our bodies and in our minds. So I really wanted to touch on nature, but there is a lot of things that are more stimulating in the physical and mental way. So different things that you can do. Again, some of these things are going to cost a bit more money, but again, things that you can do. You can take yourself and friends to a escape room. I've gone to a few escape rooms in the city. I've been to Enigma Escapes, The Real Escape, and Get Out Escapes. And I also know there's one other one called Code Breakers. If you're not familiar with what a escape room is essentially a series of puzzles and different types of tasks that help you to move throughout different rooms, and they have different themes. Again, fall and Halloween kind of coincides. So there might be some fun things to look at there if you're kind of a Halloween or fall freak like me. That said, it is great to do with team bonding, whether it's family, friends, work, people, etc. Great way to just have some fun and get out. So yeah, like I said, there is Code Breakers, Enigma Escapes, The Real Escape, and Get Out Escape Rooms. They're kind of all plastered throughout the city. So there's definitely probably one in your area. Another fun thing to kind of go out and do and enjoy, like, musically, would be the Prairie Theater Exchange. So it is local theater pieces done by Canadians, so it's all Canadian based. It's a little bit more on the adult side of humor or adult side of content, so not necessarily something to bring the children for, but it is something to really enjoy. It's kind of more of an intimate setting. It's not like a huge theater where there's like thousands of people. It's a little bit more close-knit, and they do have some shows running on. I know there's a show called Bed and Breakfast going on from September 24th, so like the end of this month, to October 6th. So something fun to do in the fall to go and enjoy. Again, something that would cost you some money, but definitely I think worth it to go and enjoy. If you're more of an active person, I know that they have those trampoline parks in the city. I think Flying Squirrel is one of them. I'm not sure if there's any others in the city, but Flying Squirrel is the one that's most prominent to me. So if you want to get out, enjoy that, get yourself, you know, get the heart pumping and go do something fun with kids. Again, work people. This kind of, all these things similarly apply to a lot of different age groups, unless it's like adult friendly specifically. So yeah, fun thing to do. And then another one that I was thinking about, which is kind of on the more kind of niche side, is Winnipeg Comic Con. It is at the RBC Convention Center. I believe the dates are the 25th through the 27th this year. I think. Don't quote me on that. But I went last year because there is a group in the city called the Peg City Power Rangers. I did correspond with them, and I was in the show last year with them to enjoy a very fun moment at Winnipeg Comic Con with them. Met some fantastic people there. So if you are into sci-fi, fantasy, different TV shows, different cartoons, that type of stuff, they have lots of great speakers there, different table talks that they do. So again, the 25th through the 27th, I think, of October. That one is a little bit more on the pricey side, and again, pretty family-friendly for the most part. And one of the other things, if you're looking for something more on the, like, I don't want to say necessarily, like, fancy side, but I would want to say, like, more sophisticated side, would either be the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra or the Royal Winnipeg Ballet. Now, the ballet doesn't really open until November, but it's something to kind of keep in your mind. I know that they are doing a rendition of Giselle. It's basically, like, the pinnacle of romantic ballets. I really want to go, so I'm going to try to convince my partner. But something to check out kind of after the fall. And then the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra, they have a really cool thing where they do movies. So, essentially, I don't want to spoil it, but they play music while a TV, like, a movie is playing on a big screen. They are doing The Empire Strikes Back in concert. So if you're a Star Wars fan, I am. I really plan to go get that done and go see that in the fall this year. And then those are like the like main things that I could think about that are kind of more family friendly or more like group friendly. You could also do, if you're looking for things with your partner, you could go to The Leaf, which I mentioned this in Boyne Park already. The Leaf is great. They do have a restaurant in there, but it is a newer attraction that they were building for a long time, but it houses an on-site greenhouse essentially. But it is, there's a butterfly garden there, the tallest waterfall in Canada is there, so something really neat to enjoy. And especially in the colder months, it feels a lot warmer and cozy to be in there. A great space to just really enjoy a breath of fresh air, even though it's not outside. It's a great, essentially a greenhouse. And then some other indoor things, if you wanted to go check out, there is the Forks downtown. So the Forks also houses the Canadian Museum for Human Rights. They have a walking trail. The river is right there, so you could go enjoy the Forks. There also is a lot of historical things over in the Forks with our Indigenous culture. There's a lot of beautiful statues, a lot of beautiful memorial pieces, and a lot of history to enjoy there, because the Forks, again, fork between the Assiniboine and the Red River, a lot of great things for us Manitobans and Winnipeggers to enjoy history there. And then that's kind of like the biggest things I wanted to hit on. There's some more fall things later I want to hit in October, so I don't want to take everything yet. So those are kind of the things I wanted to touch on. But the biggest thing that I fully wanted to remind people in this episode of is your mental health, your mental well-being, your physical well-being, your emotional well-being, your spiritual well-being. Every season change will affect everyone differently, whether you love the season, don't love the season, whether, you know, your body starts to feel different throughout that season, whether you're more tired or whether you're more energetic, whatever the case is. I just want to remind people to take care of themselves. Please, if you feel like you're kind of on the downside, reach out to people or just remind people in your life that, hey, I'm here. I may not always be the most talkative, but I'm still here. And just be open and honest about your mental health, because I know, like I said, seasonal shifts can be extremely difficult on the mind and the body. I know that for me, I love the fall, so I kind of perk up in the fall. I get more excited, I get more happy, because I'm not a huge summertime person. I love the summer for probably about 2 weeks, and then I just want to sit inside because it's too hot for me. So fall's a great time for me because of the temperature change, the kind of coziness around the season, Halloween, etc. So thank you for listening all the way through this episode. As always, please do something today that makes you happy. Remember to drink your water, get some sunshine and some fresh air, and I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. I will be back next week with another episode. that one is going to get a little bit more personal. I am going to be talking kind of about my injury update and part of the reason why I left the podcast for a while and kind of where that has shaped me and where I'm at now. So whether it is morning, noon, night, wherever you are, have a fantastic Wednesday, and I will cue the outro.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Like I said, I will be uploading an episode every Wednesday going forward, and also there will be an extra episode on the first of every month, kind of to tie in the themes of what's going to come up in the podcast, and also just something a little bit extra here and there. If there are any topics you want to hear, anything that you liked in the podcast, anything that you didn't, feel free to leave a review, leave a comment once the YouTube is up and running. I will have everything tagged in every description wherever you're listening from. I'll have the Instagram. I will have all the episodes up and there to listen to if you ever want to go back and listen to episode 1 through wherever you are right now. Otherwise than that, I hope you have a great day. Remember to drink your water. Remember to do something that makes you happy. And I hope you have a fantastic day.